فهمت؟ ده بعد فات يقرأ اليوم، فهمت؟ نعم. حفظه الله، هو ما زال حيا.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: فإنه من يحدث يكون بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا.
فإنها لك بإذن الله.
فإنها لك بإذن الله شكرا. ثم اعلم أنه لم يمتلك الناس بها قولها فهو دليل علينا أو شرا فيها. فإن السنة إذا فتناها وقد علمت باختلافها في القرآن والبلد والحمد والتحمد أرضى لنفسك خرج من قوم لأنفسهم فإنهم على علم وقوم وببصر آخر قبل ولد على أجل الأمور كان أقوى وبفضل ما كان فيه أولى فإن كان الهدى ما أنتم عليه فقد تركتموه إليه ولكن كنتم إذا كما حدث بعض المحاسبة إذا كتب غير الدين وركب بهمته عنه فإنهم هم السابقون ويتكلموا بما يجري وأصبح فيه ما يجري فمعلومه بحصل فمعلومه بحصل فقد فضل قوم كلهم تجمعوا وطمع عنهم أقوام وطلبوا وإنهم بين ذلك لحياة التربية. قال كما قال الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله وطريق النجاة بسلوك الفتن هو التخلص بكتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما روي ذلك عن علي رضي الله عنه مرفوعا تسلوك الفتن إلى كل مخرج يا رسول الله. قال كتاب الله فيه نبر كتاب الله فيه نبر ما قبله وقبر ما بعده وفصل ما بينهم. وقال أيضا كل أنواع الفتن لا سبيل إلى التخلص منها والنجاة بالشرع إلى التخلص من كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعرفة من أهل سلف الأمة من الصحابة رضي الله عنهم ومن سلك سبيلهم من أئمة الكتاب ورعاة الهدى.
جزاك الله خير أبا إسحاق. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، الشيخ سليمان ابن سليم الله الرحيلي continued in his book Fiqh al-Fitan. It is now his book because it was transcribed from his lecture. He read it and he affirmed that it should become a book, just like we have the Sharh of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah by Sheikh Ibn Al-Uthaymeen. There were lectures that were transcribed, they were written and taken back to him. He saw it, he appended it and agreed that it should be published as a book. So if sometimes when we refer to it we say in his lecture, we have not heard, because the asl of the book is a lecture. And if we say in his book, we have not also heard, because the book has turned into, the lecture had turned into a book. So Sheikh Sulaiman ibn Salim Allahi Ruhayli says in this book, Hafizahullah, he's still alive. He still gave a lecture last week in Medina. And that lecture he gave in Medina was live. It was broadcasted live. It was about the fitna of giving fatwa without knowledge. Someone is giving religious verdict and he does not have the intellectual opulence that will enable him to do that. That is also from the issues of the fitan in our times. May Allah protect all of us from this evil. Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli says, Al-Asl al-Awwal, the first asl, min fiqh al-fitan, from the matters regarding the rulings of the times of fitna, is what? Luzumus sunnah, sticking to the sunnah, holding firmly to the sunnah. Wal-hazaru min al-umur al-hadifa, as you stick to the sunnah, avoiding the newly invented matters. لزوم السنة والحذر من الأمور الحادثة. When you stick to the sunnah, avoid the new matters, because these new matters will be misguidance. When we stick to the sunnah, the issue is just that, excuse me, in the time of the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام, the times of the companions رضي الله عنه, was this their way? No. Avoid it. Please, I don't want that one. Sometimes when people ask me about some names they want to give to their children, if it's a name that I find strange, sometimes I quickly go and text Kutub al-Rijal. If I can't find the name, I said the early Muslims did not used to name themselves like that. If we have a book that has about 35,000 names of Muslims, and of the 35,000, there's one new name that they are bringing that's not there. Is that a name that we should take by way of bringing precautions, by way of being careful. So you zoom on sunnah, sticking to the sunnah. Sometimes people say, oh, we want a new government, ask them. We want to remove this one. If the companions were there, is this what they will do? It's a major question that we should be asking ourselves all the time. Sometimes when I see some people have it, they struggle over something. I say, hey, brothers, if it were Umar and Abu Huraira, do you think they will handle this matter as the two of you are handling the matter? It's one way of preserving oneself upon the sunnah. But it requires one thing. I will come back to it, inshallah. So the point, major fourth point is لزوم السنة والحذر من ماذا؟ من الأمور الحادثة. Avoiding newly invented matters. So the Sheikh explained further. فَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الْأَمْرُ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ. So if a matter comes to you, O servant of Allah, فَانْظُرْ, think about it. هَلْ هُوَ عَتِيكٌ, is this matter as it was in the past? عَلَى مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَصْحَابُهُ. Upon what the messenger and his companions, radiyallahu anhum, stood upon. This matter, is this how the Prophet and the companions, radiyallahu anhum, alayhi salatu wasalam, is this how they were upon? Is this what they were upon regarding this matter? The Sheikh said, is that what they are upon? وَتَنَاقَلَهُ الْأَخْبَارِ. Is this what has been transmitted in the report, min nuri, the silsilatin min nuri, with very, very clear chains of reports, with authentic asanid. Is this what has been reported over the generation with authentic isnad? Aw huwa hadithun jadid. Or this matter is just new. Yukhalifu al-atiq, contradicting the one that was there when the Prophet was alive, alayhi salatu wasalam, when the companions were alive. That is, every matter we have a yardstick to know what is right or wrong regarding it. And the questioner, the research question is this matter, is this how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions handled this matter, and that has been reported to us authentically? Or is it a new thing that has just come after them? Let me give us one example. There's a fitna and a bid'ah of Mauludin Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. If you put this question to it, how do you answer that question? Was Aisha making birthday for the Prophet? These will be the research questions. Go. Was Abu Bakr and Siddiq making a birthday for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You say, no. It's because we love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we take the same research question. Did Abu Bakr and Siddiq love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They can't say no. If a person says no, it is near kufur. If his people will not rule kufur. Did Aisha love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They love the Prophet more than us. The reason I say it may be kufr is that it's a contradiction of a clear-cut verse in the Quran. Allah told us in the Quran that the companions love the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam more than they love themselves. Fata, if they love him more than they love themselves, and Nabiyu awla bil mu'minina mimada min anfusihim. These Abu Bakr and Siddiq, Omar, Uthman, Ali, these companions, they love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than themselves. That is from the Quran, from the hadith itself. There are a lot of ahadith and incidences that show that the companions prefer to live their life than the Prophet to have his life taken away. They prefer to die for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is there any proof of love greater than this one? So if we ask those people who want to make the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, It's not because we love him. See, Abu Bakr loved him more than you, Rabbi Allah. Omar loved him more than you. Did they make birthday celebration for the Prophet Muhammad? The answers will be no, 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 no. Then my own answer is what? No, 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 no. So the research question is this what the Prophet was upon? Is this what the companions were upon? If the answer is no, 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 don't follow that matter. Follow that first one that they were upon. The first makhraj out of fitna is what? Luzum sunnah. Sticking to the sunnah and doing what? Walhadharu min al-umuri al-haditha. And avoiding newly invented matters. The Sheikh says, فَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الْأَمْرُ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ. So if a matter or the matter comes unto you, O servant of Allah, فَانْظُرْ, think about it properly. هَلْ هُوَ عَتِيقٌ عَلَى مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَصْحَابُهُ. Is this the age-long matter? Is it the old matter? Is it the matter at the beginning that the Prophet was upon and his companions? وَتَنَاقَلَهُ الْأَخْبَارُ تَنَاقَلَهُ الْأَخْبَارُ بِسِلْسِلَةٍ مِنْ نُورٍ. And that the reports have transmitted from one generation to the other with an authentic chain. أَوْ هُوَ حَادِثٌ جَدِيدٌ يُخَالِفُ الْعَتِيقُ. Or it's a new matter that is contradicting what the companions and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whereupon. The Sheikh then said, وَلْزَمْ الْعَتِيقُ. Once you ask this question, the matter will come into two. الْأَمْرُ الْعَتِيقُ وَالْأَمْرُ الْحَادِثُ. He says, الْزَمْ الْعَتِيقُ. Stick to the one that is what? Old one. Stick to the old matter. Stick to the ancient matter. That is the one that you should stick to. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says, فَفِيهِ الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ. Because that first ancient matter contains the entirety of any kind of goodness you are looking for. يَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Sheikh had promised us that for every point that he makes, he will give us a hadith. That is the ta'asil. أُفَى فَسِي وَرَيَنْ شَكِنِي مِلِي. Ta'asil. So your brother can tell you, أَصِّلْ كَلَامَكَ. What he's asking you is that, bring one hadith, bring one verse of the Quran. This is ta'asil. He wants to root it. This point that I have made, what is the proof? What is the root for it? It's like a fruit we are eating, cold. What is the root of that fruit? The root of anything in our religion is the Quran, the Sunnah, and other sources of the Sharia. I hope that the matter is clear. So the Sheikh says, Rahim Hafizahullah, يَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Certainly we know this hadith, though. The hadith of who? Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah رضي الله عنه. He says, فَإِنَّهُ, the Prophet said so, عليه الصلاة والسلام. Certainly, مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي, whoever lives a bit long after me, amongst you the companions. Because the companions were the مُخَاطَبُونَ on that day. Those people who were listening to the Prophet as you listening to me now were the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. So when he says مِنْكُمْ, this domir is referring to who? Sahaba. أُجُنِيُرِيُ فَسَيَارَ. You will soon see ikhtilafan. He didn't stop at that. He described it. What did he describe it to be? Kathira. You will find a lot of differences. And it did not stay long. It was just 2 years of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. 8 years of Umar al-Faruq. Radiallahu anhu. And then the first 6 to 7 years of the Khilafah of Uthman ibn Affan. We started to see something. People began to contest power with authority. You see the first fitna now. The first fitna in this ummah is the fitna of Kharijiyah, rising against their constituted authority. How did they rise against constituted authority? By ascribing evil to the person in the authority. What is the evil that they ascribed to it? They didn't say he was not observing the salah correctly. They didn't say that. They did not say that he was not paying zakah correctly. They didn't say that. They did not say that he was not performing hajj correctly. They didn't say that. So these matters of the deen of the generality, they didn't say that. What they were accusing Uthman of was impropriety in terms of the distribution of wealth. When the people want to rise against authority today, what do they accuse authority of? They have not properly distributed the public wealth. It is the same style. That was why Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he told the people at the time, he said it's all about money. If you want to say, basically today, what they say, oh, they do 35, they can't get the money. Look at the money they are attaching, look at the money they are. Ibn Umar said, radiallahu anhu, if it were any member of your family that Uthman gave what he gave to some of the people, you will not find any fault with him. That's why if you find anybody shouting, we don't agree, this government is bad, they are distributing money, they are eating money, they are eating money. If his brother or father becomes a minister, he keeps quiet. You will not hear him say anything. Why? What he was criticizing was not for the sake of Allah, it was for the sake of his pocket. The day Zuhu wa Isira stood up, the father of these Khawarij, when he stood up against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was he criticizing the Prophet for? The booty was not properly shared. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't expect that anybody lesser than that will not be criticized. That is not to say that those people who are in authority today or elsewhere may not appropriate funds. But it should not be the basis for rising against constituted authority. And most of those who want to rise against constituted authority rise because that thing has not been shared to them. I'm sure many of us, I'm sorry, Ikhwa, if we were not there, we would have heard and read history. In the time of one of the past presidents of this country. The reason is that, Ikhwa, we should not be reading this thing and just continuing. We should be trying to give us areas of possible application in our own environment that we can say, oh, intern soyenyo. Oh, intern soyenyo. I think that is the meaning of learning. Go. If it is a hadith of Iribad ibn Sariya, would have read it long ago, Arbaun Nawawi and yeah. There were some people in this country during the time of President Babangida. When they shout, hey, 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 you just carry them, put them in one office, put money there. They'll keep quiet. I don't want to mention names. They were shouting, Babangida, hey, Babangida, hey, hey, hey. The man knows them. He'd read a lot of history. Osi Mateo, I know your disease. You, go to this office. They would ask account, federation account, pump money to that office. You will stop shouting that Babangida is bad. Let me give us other examples. In the north where we came from, there are some malame, they like these kinds of things. This government is bad. We are going to say, Allah works for people. There was one of them. He was shouting like, he fainted on the minbar. His blood rose. He fainted on the minbar. Out of high blood there, he was shouting, Wallahi, we will not accept, we will not agree. This government, we will remove the government, we will shake it down. As he was shouting, he fainted. That is what the scholars of Sunnah refer to as harakiyya. Yuharrikunna. He is agitating the people against the government. So the government at that time recognized some of them. They gave them 2-3 hajj seats. And then they sent rice and ram to them on the day of Eid. Everybody keep quiet. At that time, we started saying amongst ourselves, ah, the government has started doing well now. One of them stood up one time after the Hajj and was saying that, hey, this is what we are saying. Government should help the people in the cities. Who are the people in the cities? those people that have received hard seed and rice and oil, granite oil, aram for Eid al-Kabir. The point we are trying to refer to is that usually the beginning of fitna is still about contest for wealth. Oh, they are misappropriating funds. They are doing this. They are doing, hey, let's rise against them. So that when you get there, you will not misappropriate funds. So that's why Abdullah ibn Umar said, all this your talk is about appropriation of funds. If he gave to anyone of your family, you will not accuse Usman ibn Affan of what you are accusing. So the fitna started after the Prophet Muhammad, not too long ago, like he said in this hadith. You will soon see ikhtilaf kathira. So this ikhtilaf kathira is the fitna in this hadith that the Prophet referred to, that this sheikh is using as a point of evidence. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there is fitna, this fitna of khilaf, this one is saying we no go agree, that one is saying we no know. This one is like that. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ الرَّشِدِينَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ Stick to my sunnah. عَلَيْكُمْ Have it with you. Race after the sunnah. وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ That my sunnah is the same sunnah of the khulafa. Don't make a mistake. There are no two sunnah. It is one sunnah. That is, it's like saying this type of my cap and the cap of Abu Aisha. We are wearing the same cap. If we are wearing the same cap. Otherwise, sila godolele, this is sila kwelebe. These two caps are looking alike. Turkish caps. The same cap. But two people are wearing the same cap. The same sunnah that a lot of people are upon. Among those people who are upon that path is who? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who? The Khulafa ur-Rashidun al-Mahdiyun. I hope that this matter is clear. It is Ashiboye ni kama sape sunnah nabi ati sunnah wa sabi. Sunnah nabi to shepi uriye na ni wa sabi wa. That is the sunnah. One sunnah ni sunnah upe meji. One sunnah nabi ati sunnah wa sabi re. Sunnah nabi ati sunnah wa sabi. The Prophet's sunnah and the sunnah of his companions is one sunnah. I hope that the matter is clear. So he says, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ الرَّاشِدِينَ So stick to my sunnah. And that sunnah is the sunnah of those who become your leaders after me. Al-Mahdiyin. These people are well guided. Al-Rashidin. These people are mustaqimun ala tariqil haqqi. They are steadfast. Rashidun. They are steadfast upon the right path. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tamassaku biha. Alayhi wa sallam. Stick to it. Grab it very well. Wa'adzu alayha bin nawajizi. Grab it with your molars. So that it does not go. You hold it and then you grab it with your molars. The reason is that if you don't grab it very well, don't forget, the fitna is a moving flood. Like Huzayfa ibn al-Yaman described it in the Athar that we read. It is coming heavy. So if you are not holding firmly to the means of being safe from that fitna, may Allah protect us. The individual may be washed away by the flood. So it's not about mo wa loju ona sunna o tenpele ma ni o di ma o ro ma o fe yin mu dani so that you don't fall away. Imagine a person falling off an aeroplane, and I have seen a video of that. There was a time one of the planes, I wouldn't remember which airline, the cockpit got, it was a British airline plane, BA, the cockpit, where the captain, is it called the captain? The pilot controls the plane from. The frontal windscreen got broken. You know what will happen? Pressure will suck out the pilot. Pressure system outside, the pressure variation between inside the plane and outside the plane will drag out the pilot. He was dragged out. He held on to something. In the air. He was saved though. He was saved. They looked for the nearest landing point. He held on to it. That kind of a person, how will he hold on to that? That is how we should hold on to the sunnah. Tamassaku biha. Hold the sunnah strictly. Wa'addu alayha bin nawajib. Grab the sunnah with your molars. Because if you don't grab it very well, the waves of fitna will take the individual away. May Allah protect us. If you are upon the sunnah, upon Jalaika sunnah, mashallah, mashallah. When they show you the 50 reasons why you must demonstrate, you will follow them. Hadith Buhari Muslim, 50 reasons why you must join, demonstrate, you will follow. May Allah protect us. So that's why, tamassaku biha, addu alayha bin nawajib. It's very, very important. Not just, I'm upon sunnah. Be upon sunnah strongly. Gang, gang, gang. Don't leave it. May Allah protect you. It says, wa iyyakum, the other side. The point the Sheikh raised was what? Ilzam sunnah, stick to the sunnah. Wa mada? Walhadaru min al umuri al hadith. Stick to the sunnah and avoid newly invented matter. Have we seen that in that hadith? We have seen that when there is fitna, what do? Stick to sunnah. Don't follow any other thing. The second part, al-hazaru min al-umuri al-haditha, is that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa iyyakum wa muhdathatil umur. Be careful, beware of what? Muhdathatil umur. Newly invented matters. The newly invented ideas. Like saying that, you know, khuruj is different from muzaharat. Khuruj is different from muzaharat. So you can do khuruj, but you can do muzaharat, but you can't do khuruj. This is amrun hadithun. It's a new matter. So if government has a policy for people to come out and do muzahara, it's act of ibadah. The companions will come out. Like, that's our research question. Ask that question. Do you think the Prophet Muhammad, his companions, they will come out. They say, we know go do it. We know go accept like this. Abada. Because this deen is not a deen of fawda. You know what is fawda? Daruda. Oh, la. As Islam, he says, saying daruda. As say, my in-laws will say, Naswa. A deen in Naswani. Pele, pele. Pele, pele. So why you go out? So who will lead it? One professor will lead it. The other doctor will carry banners. They will shout out, we know who's going. And their wives will be at the back shouting, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La, 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 la. This is not Islam. This is Amrun Hadithun. Alamari. So, Iyakum. Be careful. Don't follow those people. Iyakum. I warn you. Beware. When the people start talking, saying all this, be careful, don't follow them. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٌ. Because each of these newly invented matters is a bid'ah. It's a bid'ah. The bid'ah is something that someone does, thinking that he wants to be close with Allah. And Allah has not asked him to do it. You know, there's a clear-cut verse in the Quran regarding something like this. When Allah spoke about Bani Israel, he says, وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً إِبْتَدَعُوهَا إِبْتَدَعُوهَا وَدَدَالَنِيُ وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً إِبْتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبِنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَعْرَوَا. We didn't send them. رَهْبَانِيَّةً Rabbinism. Not to marry. Catholicism, because it's one of the major things in the Catholic Church. Don't marry. And then sit down somewhere and just say your worship. Or being a Mary that ties something on the head, no husband. Just sit down in one church. Fitra has told them that they are liars. fitra adama ti pa won ni ro opuro ni fada je fada adama ti so pe iro ni. You know how many fathers have children today? Catholic father, how many times have the Catholic Church officially apologized for homosexuality and related sexual abuses inside the church? So reality shows the intent for Iran. So Allah says, ma ibtada'u ibtada'a. The absolute of this fail is ba'un dalun and ainul fi and lamul fi. Ah, ibtada'u ha wa da'dalen, thinking that they want to seek the favors of Allah. Allah says, ma katabna hali. Ah, rawaw. So every act of worship that one person thinks that when he does it, he wants to seek nearness to Allah with it. Only one thing, bid'ah. That is what is called al-bid'ah. When you start one worship, this worship, Allah, I want to be your friend, so I'm doing it. That's why after it, they say, may Allah accept it as act of ibadah. How will Allah accept it as act of ibadah when he has not sent you? Ma katabna alayhi. But they think that they are doing it ibtigha'a mardatina, illa ibtigha'a mardatina. Okay, that was their first problem. The second problem is that ma ra'awha haqqa ri'ayati. Okay, wale guoti. They were the ones who started it, but they can't wait. The same thing applies with every innovation. When people start a fitna, they can't stand near it. They can't stand. My dear brothers, they can't stand. If you see a people rise against government, when the government come out with their army and soldier, they will not be able to stand. Wallahi, they will run away. It's fitna. Fitna. So the way to be saved from the fitna is to do what? Luzumu sunnah wal hadharu min al umuri al haditha. To stick to the sunnah and avoid the newly invented matters. What is the evidence for it? This hadith of who? Irbadi Musariya. And in the end of the hadith, the Prophet said, wa kullu bid'atin dalala. And every of these innovations is a misguidance. Anuni. Anu. Misguidance. This hadith, rawahu Abu Dawud wa Ibn Majah. Al-Imam Abu Dawud and Ibn Majah, Al-Qazwaini Abu Abdullah, have both reported the hadith in their books of Sunan. So this is the first evidence to show that what is this evidence going to show us? That when there is fitna, we should stick to the sunnah and avoid this new matter. One athar of Ayub al-Saqtiyani, one of the colleagues, so to speak, of Al-Imam Malik, his tabaqa. When some people went to invite him to one of the firqa dola that just arose at the time, that was the answer he gave to them. He said, excuse me, this thing you say that I should join now, when did it start? Was it started by the Prophet and his companions? The person who was invited him said no. He said, then it cannot be haqq. So he started saying, something you started when I'm there. You started this thing right in front of me, and you think that I should join it, thinking that that is Islam? No. Islam is the one that Muhammad and his companions, radiallahu anhu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have come with. Not the one that you have started. In college, ati ko sepe anabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ati awon sabi elokile, tiki ibati sebe anuni. So for everything you want to do as a Muslim, use this research question to ask. Seba nabi sheman sheni yen. Seba wan sabi a nabi sheman sheni. Yen yo di ama ki esini tabi esiko. To ba jake bi wan shen sheni yen esini di mama file o. Chiba tiki iba ati sebe ma suma o ma salon yo. May Allah protect all of us. So that is the first evidence. The second evidence is an answer from Mu'adh ibn Jabal. It says, وَقَدْ رَوَى أَبُو دَاوُودَ أَنَّ مُعَاذَ بْنَ جَبَلٍ كَانَ لَا يَجْلِسُ مَجْلِسًا. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, لَا يَجْلِسُ مَجْلِسًا لِلذِّكِرِ. Ulama say, لِلْوَعْدِ. like we are sitting like this, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, you know, he was one of the scholars amongst the companions. Radiallahu anhu. There are ahadith regarding his fadl. He was from amongst the Qurra, from the learned people who read the Quran, and who knew the ahkam of Quran, and who followed the rulings of the Quran. Because, ikhwa, it's not sufficient to just read and memorize the Quran. Muha Qurani Oto. Muha Quran Oto. Bugo Kiraat ni Moma. It's not sufficient. It does not show anything until you begin to follow the Quran. We see that you are a follower of the Quran. What did Aisha radiallahu anha said about the Prophet regarding the Quran? Kana khulukuhu alfu. Iwa nabi ni Quran. If you look at his character, you look at the Quran, you see conformer. So if you memorize the Quran that, and then your character does not show it, you are not from the people of the Quran. Even if your voice is the sweetest voice in the world, even if they give you half in world Quranic competition, I didn't say first though, half. Half is half not better than first. Sorry, I took fourth in world competition in Dubai. Okay, take half. Don't take one, take half. And then your character and the Quran are two opposite ways. You are not from the people of the Quran. In fact, your having learned and read Quran is a fitna to you. May Allah protect all of us. It's a fitna to him. Let us hear this asar from Mu'adh. Ikanu awon baba nla awon ni Quran. Radiallahu anhu. From the best amongst the reciters of the Quran in the entire Ummah Mu'adh ibn Jabal. You know one thing Allah will honor him with on the day of Qiyamah? The scholars will sit down, Mu'adh will be the one telling them something about Ahkam. Sultanul Ulama Yawm al-Qiyamah. Olori awon afa ajo gbe de Mu'adh. Olola abi olala. Abu Abdurrahman. Radiyallahu anhu. Let us listen to what he said about how to be saved by Allah's permission from fitna. He said, radiyallahu anhu, he said he will not go to, subhanallah, he will not go to a place of gathering, of teaching Islam, illa qala, that majlisan li zikr is what? Majlisan lil wa'z. Illa qala, except that he will say in that gathering, Allahu hakamun qissun halaka al murtabun. Allahu hakamun qissun halaka al murtabun. Mu'adh ibn Jabal would say, Allah is the one who is absolutely the judge. Qissun. He is absolutely fair. The one who is absolutely the judge. And who is absolutely fair is who? Allah subhanahu. Says, halaka al-murtabun. Either those who doubt what I've said, halaka shaku, those who doubt this statement, they are people of halak, they are people of destruction. Or that may they be destroyed. Those who, if Allah gives a ruling, they say, are you sure that's what we are going to follow? You know, these days, we are very brilliant in this our generation. Abi? Akawega Agbaga. Abi? So one says, this is what Allah said. The master say, brother, are you sure we are going to follow this thing? Are you sure this thing is right? I say, no, this is what Allah said. This is what the Prophet said. And they start. Halaka al-murtabu. Those who doubt Allah being the one that is absolutely fair. Those who doubt Allah being the one that is the absolute judge, may they be destroyed. Should I give you one example? If women think that, is it really fair that Allah should allow men to have more than one wife? They fall under this thing. May Allah protect all of us. You know, we're told that this belief is nearer to us than the laces of our shoes. if a person thinks, why does Islam say that we should be praying 5 times a day? If he says that, you say, alayhi sallahu bi ahkam al hakim. You say, but you know, but I know what? Halaka al murtabu. Those who are doubtful of the fact that Allah is the one that is absolutely fair, Allah is the one that is the absolute judge, those who doubt it, they are people of destruction. May they be destroyed. We can go on giving us examples, but I think that it is clear. So it is common with Muaz ibn Jabal to say this when he sits down in a gathering. He says, Allahu hakamul adlun, Allahu hakamul qistun, halakal murta. So on that occasion, Qala Muaz ibn Jabal, yawman. One day after saying that, Muaz now gave a sermon. What did he say in that sermon? He says, inna min waraikum fitanan yaksuru fiha al-mal. Inna min waraikum fitana yaksuru fiha al-mal. My people listening to me, a fitna will come unto you. He wants to describe the fitna. Yaksuru fiha al-mal. Well, possession will be spread. Gbogbo eyan ni o lo lo fitna kan bo. A fitna is coming. From the indices of that fitna is kathratul mal in the nas. Everybody will have money. Everybody can build house in Lekki, do anything, Banana Island, everybody. Everybody has a car, has a jeep. There's money everywhere. May Allah protect us. وَيُفْتَحُ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ وَيُفْتَحُ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ. The Quran will be opened during that fitna. What does that mean? Everybody will be reading the Quran. Everybody will be memorizing the Quran. Everybody will be talking about the Quran. So when everybody is reading the Quran, it will be as if the Quran is always open every day. That's why I said, يُفْتَحُ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ. The Quran will be opened. Everybody is reading. Everybody is reading Quran. Everybody is memorizing the Quran. He explained it, radiyallahu anhu. Hatta the matter will be so much that يَأَخُذَهُ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَالْمُنَافِقُ. The believer and the hypocrite will also be taken from the Quran, learning the Quran. Munafiq will be learning the Quran. Mu'min will be learning the Quran. Munafiq will be learning. Mu'min will be learning. Everybody. وَالْرَجُلُ وَالْمَرْأَةُ. Every man will be learning the Quran. Every sister too will be learning the Quran. I think we are near it now, if it has not gone past something. In these our times, everybody is ready to memorizing the Quran. If you want to marry a sister now, what is one of the questions that you will ask her? Say the truth. Where are you in your hips? And many sisters too who are looking for good brothers, they quickly go to madrasa. They say, if you don't go to madrasa, which brother will marry you? Because the first question after, what's your name? Where are you from? If it's important to some people. Otherwise, after what's your name, the next question is, where are you in your hymn? If you start hearing, how many Jews? Some brothers can ask that question like that. If you have 25 Jews, ha, mashallah. Don't be deceived though. Don't let that one. The companions, we are not asking that question. Excuse me, how many Jews? Yeah, I've never seen it anywhere. And it's not a basis to know a good woman. It's not an absolute basis. It's one of the fitna of our times. Ashigoye. The fact that a woman memorized the whole Quran does not mean that she's a better wife. The Prophet told, O son, Tama will arodini, alayhi salatu. Al mar'atu saliha. Hiya allati iza ra'aytaha tasuruka. Ya wajidi. The good wife. She's the one who, when you see her, you are happy. MashaAllah. Wa iza amartaha tuti'uka. When you command her, do something, you tell him to show. If your wife is happy of Quran, you tell her, Umu, Ejebo, Jawashi, no, no busy, I'm not keeping up on you. Is that a wife? I have seen women like that. When we were with some of our teachers,
we had a brother. This brother knows him, but he may not know that he's the one that I'm talking about. He's one of his teachers in their kuliyah. He reads all the qira'at of the Quran. At that time, he had memorized the entirety of Bulughul Maram. I knew because we read Bulughul Maram together from one single teacher. We will be looking at the book, he's reading it from his head. That time, Alfiyatu Malik is in his head. He has all qira'at. If he's speaking Arabia, I just be listening to, I enjoy his Arabia. MashaAllah, at the time. So one day in the class, our teacher said that his wife is better than him. He knows the wife too. So I started wondering, how will she be? Do you understand what I'm saying? If he is like this, how will the wife be? And they say the wife is better than the husband. They have divorced long ago. If you hear the reason for the divorce, you will almost say, oh yeah, Bobo Quran is that yeah, wallahi. The person who taught their first son Quran, he has not memorized half of the Quran. The two of them can't teach their children anything. And the quarrel is over something trivial. The way of the quarrel itself is funny. If it is that once you memorize Quran, you are the best woman. These are the best women now. I knew the person she married after him. That person is a tanker driver. Petrol tanker. Nupeng. If I give one more information, she's supposed to be in Lagos now. She left all this. What I'm saying is that a man memorizes Quran, not only a woman, it does not mean that he's a pious person. It can help him to be pious. But don't say, Otiago Quran, then he's pious. No. This attack is one of the evidences for what I have said. You hear what Muaz ibn Jabal will say. He said, Yuftahu fiha al-Quran. The Quran will be regularly open because everybody will be learning from the Quran. Hatta ya'khudhahu al-mu'min wal-munafiqu. So much that both the believer and the hypocrite will be memorizing and reading and teaching the Quran and learning the Quran. Wal-rajlu wal-mar'ah. Every man, everybody, and every woman will be learning the Quran. Wal-sagiru wal-kabir. Even the young little children will be learning the Quran. Wal Kabir. Likewise, the elderly ones. Everybody is learning the Quran, reading the Quran, teaching the Quran, opening the Quran. Wal Abdu wal Hur. Even the slaves and the freeborn, everybody is reading the Quran. Fayushiku qailun an yakul. Muaz called this one to be what? Fitna. Fitna ni egbugbu yan lo nka Quran ni bayi. But the reason why it will be fitna is because people will be reading the Quran but they will not follow it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us something like that. He says, the hadith occurs in Musnad Imam Ahmad. He says, Iqra'ul Quran was'alullah. You people read the Quran, be asking Allah when you read the Quran. The Quran is a belong, every Quran belong. That is, make it your qira'ah, a means of tawassul to ask Allah for what you want. فَإِنَّهُ سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. Because a time will come unto people, يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسُ الْقُرْآنِ. People will be يَكْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. People will be reading the Qur'an وَيَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ بِهِ. When they finish reading the Qur'an, they want to collect money for Yasin. Nisa wa Yasin. Esa wa Qur'ani. Annabi Nusabeh sallallahu. Àwọn èèyàn ó máa ka Kùránì, wọ́n máa bẹ àwọn èèyàn lówó. Ẹ̀sánwó Kùránì. Tí Kùránì lówó kan tá àsán ni. So and these people, after the reading, you will not see the answer of Quran upon them. In another hadith, he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, Aksaru munafiqi ummati kura'uha. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As reported the hadith. It's according to Musnad Imam Ahmad. Aksaru munafiqi ummati. The bulk of the munafiqun in the ummah, qura'uha. Those who will read the Quran, if you hear their voice, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. He wants to win a hajj seat. Kese tori olong. Hajj seat. Let me be number one. They give me hajj seat. They give me 1 million. Me seek my 1 million. If I win this Quranic competition, they will give me 1 million. Are these intentions for the sake of Allah? If I read it, they will give me 1 million. If I read it, I will go to hajj. If I read it, they will give me a car. All these ones for the sake of Allah. I have information that some people who perform in those competitions, they make sihir. Have you heard it before? Quran, you don't know? Go to Borno, go to Katsina, go and ask. So that is the number one during recitation competition. So where are we going? Oha Quran is not enough. To ask what is his tamasuk on Sunnah is a better question than how many Quran has he memorized. What is his steadfastness upon the Sunnah? It's a better question. Because of course that will include his reading of the Quran. But just Quran alone. How many asatis of Quran do we know, madaris? Do we know some things we hear from some of those places? May Allah protect all of us. So when this man, people read the Quran, everybody is reading the Quran, فَيُوشِكُ قَائِلٌ أَنْ يَكُولُ. One of them will soon say that, مَالِ النَّاسِ لَا يَتَّبِعُونِي وَقَدْ قَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنِ. كِلُوْتِ عَوِيَ غَانَا. Why would they not follow me? What is wrong with the people? One of those people, reading the Quran, teaching the Quran, doing the Quran, 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 Quran. One day he will say, what's wrong with me? Why are they not following me? وَقَدْ قَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنِ. And I have all qira'at with me. I can read this, I can read that, I can read this. So they will follow me. That is what he will be saying. May Allah protect us. He sit now. He says, مَا هُمْ بِمُتَّبِعِيَّ حَتَّى أَبْتَدِعَ لَهُمْ غَيْرَهُ. Oh, they will not follow me until I bring another thing after the Qur'an. Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, radiyallahu anhu, فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمَبْتُدِعَ. Be careful of those new things that he will bring. Those things that people will bring, be careful about them. فَإِنَّ مَبْتُدِعَ ضَلَالَةٌ. Because that thing that he will bring is misguidance. So, that thing that he will bring is misguidance. Yeah, be careful. This part of it is the second part of our point. The second part of our point is what? Al-Hazru mimada min al-umur al-haditha. So pick it from here. Mahallu shahid. It remains the place where he will tell us to stick to the Sunnah. Go. He said, radiyallahu anhu, wa uhadzirukum zaygat al-hakim. I want to warn you about inhiraf, the error, deviation of the learned wise person. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ يَكُولُ كَلِمَةَ الدَّلَالَةِ عَلَى لِسَانِ الْحَكِيمِ. Because the shaitan can cause an expression of misguidance to emerge from the mouth of a learned, wise person. Be careful what he says. He can say something, shaitan puts in it in his mouth. Or shaitan makes him to say. So you know, Jari. Meanwhile, the man is ordinarily learned. He's ordinarily a wise man. Shaitan makes him say something that is wrong. Listen to the advice of Mu'adh ibn Jabal. وَقَدْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُ كَلِمَةَ الْحَقِّ. And someone who is purely a munafiq can say a statement that is true. A learned, wise person can make a statement that is wrong. A munafiq can make a statement that is true. I had said this in one of our lectures. Now because we say it is a munafiq that said it, even if it is true, we will not accept it. Cool? Should we accept it? We'll accept it. Even though it is a munafiq that said it. And the learned person scholar, Fadilatu Sheikh Akramakallah, he said something. It is going to be clear to us, this thing is wrong. Don't accept it. Despite the fact that he is learned and wise. It means that what we look for at every point in time is what? Al-Haqq. The fact that the other man is munafiq should not make you throw away the haqq if he says it. The fact that this one is a learned person does not mean that when he's wrong, you should follow him upon his error. Don't say, Ustaz Mani has made mistakes. May Allah protect all of us. Qala al-Rawi, the person who reported this asar from Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, Qultu li Mu'adh. So I asked Mu'adh, Ma yudirini rahimakallah. Look at how he's asking me. Asking Mu'adh, Ma yudirini. What is it that will make me to know, rahimakallah, O Mu'adh, may Allah shower blessings upon you. What is it that will make me know, anna al-hakim, qad yakulu kalimat ad-dalala, that the one who is learned and wise could make a statement of misguidance. وَأَنَّ الْمُنَافِقَ قَدْ يَقُولُ كَلِمَةَ الْحَقِّ, and that the one who is a munafiq can say something that is correct and true. How will I be knowing what to do in those situations? How will I know the statement of the learned person that is misguidance? How will I also know the statement of the munafiq that is true? Ikhwa, tell me if this is not fitna. Is it fitna or not? It's big fitna. Big fitna. How do I know? Mu'adh, tell me how I will know. How I will know that this statement that this learned person has said is not correct. And then the munafiq, what he has said is true. How do we differentiate between the two? Mu'adh ibn Jabal answered. He says, Qala, Bala, you will know. He says, Ijtanib min kalam al-hakim al-mushtahirat. Avoid al-mushtahirat min kalam al-hakim. He explains the meaning of mushtahirat. Allati yuqalu laha ma hadh. He will have asked with you. This is mushtahirat. A statement that the learned person will say, it will declare to us all that this thing has contradicted the Quran and the Sunnah. Should I give you an example of that statement? Oh people, anything that I tell you, accept it. Don't ask me for dalil. What will you say? Ah. You see now, it is mushtahirat. It will be clear to everybody that But Mu'adh gave us an advice. Radiallahu anhu. He says, Wala yusni annaka zalika anhu. Don't allow that to pursue you away from him. Majaki only a cool or do a foul. Or a tosso or a buffeti a tosso. Majuli a cool or do a foul. Fa innahu la'allahu an yuraji'a. Perhaps he will go back home and say, I said something wrong yesterday. Don't forget, we have called him Hakim or Jogmani. Maybe he said it mistakenly. Maybe he did not intend it. Maybe. The next class will come back and say, yesterday I said something. It was wrong. If he will not do that, then he will not be qualified to be called Hakim. So don't allow those his mistakes and errors, his hafawat, that he just says something. Somebody who yesterday said that, don't allow that. Don't allow that to make you run away from him, because he is Hakim. La'allahu an yuraji'a. Perhaps he will go back and he will take back what he had said. Wa talaqqa al-haqqa idha sami'tahu. As for the statement of the munafiq, once you hear it and recognize that it is the truth, take it. But the reason how you will know that it is the truth is that فَإِنَّ عَلَى الْحَكِّ نُورًا, because the truth has a light. You will know that it is the truth. فَإِنَّ عَلَى الْحَكِّ نُورًا, the truth has a light. It has a way of staying in the mind and in the conscience of the people that this is the truth. The point of reference is this, in this is that stick to the Sunnah and avoid the newly invented matters during the times of fitna. Even if that fitna is that everybody is reading the Quran, one fadila to Shaykh comes, akramakallah. This is after him in ilmul kira'at, there is no qari in the world again. He will now say, when he stand up, people will say, Allahu Akbar. And then he starts something. Don't accept it. Don't take it. It is from the aspects of following the fitna. This, the next asar of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is a bit lengthy. So I want us to stop here today. What is the point that we have tried to establish today? What is the way to go out of fitna? Stick to the sunnah and avoid the newly invented matters. Stick to the sunnah, avoid the newly invented matters. Excuse me, what is the sunnah regarding this? But I told us at the beginning that it has one need. We will have a need to always read the books of sunnah. That will make you know what is the sunnah for you to stick to. If you don't know what is the sunnah to stick to, how do you know the sunnah? And many of us these days, we don't read about the Prophet Muhammad. If we grab one of us now, Afa, Edide, tell us about the life of the Prophet for 30 minutes, any part of his life. Will you tell us? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, tell us about his genealogy. Tell us about the Prophet's genealogy, the Prophet's lineage. Can you tell us? Tell us about his family, himself, his wife, and the people inside his house. Can you tell us? So many of the Muslims today, we know a little about the Prophet Muhammad. We know a little about the companions. So how is it easy for us to stick to the sunnah? And many of our brothers, instead of getting busy reading the books of Sunnah, Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim, Sunan, Kutub al-Sunan al-Arba, they are busy reading about Rajul. Instead of talking about the books of Sunnah, they are talking about Rudud. The man doesn't even know the foundation. You are telling him about the mistake. He doesn't know the foundation. So where should we start from? Learning the foundation first, and then pointing out the errors. When you learn the foundation, say, but this one, this is error, this is error, this is error. You teach the sunnah and point to the errors. You teach the sunnah, you point to the errors. And the people of the errors. But not to teach the sunnah and get busy with the errors will not make the people to know the sunnah. What is on the ground is that the sunnah is still strange. It is strange. So what should you teach the people? The sunnah. Bring your Sahih Bukhari, start reading. Hadathana Abdullah ibn Zubayr al-Humaydi. Start reading and explaining it. When you finish Sahih al-Bukhari, start Sahih Muslim. When you finish Muslim, start Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Or Sunan al-Nasa'i. Because Sunan al-Nasa'i is the book with the least weak ahadith from amongst the four books of Sunan. There are some of the scholars like Dar Qutni, الَّذِينَ يُقَدِّمُونَ الْإِمَامَ النَّسَائِي عَلَىٰ مُسْلِمْ حَتَّى. So Imam al-Nasa'i min a'immati sunnah. So you can pick Sunan al-Nasa'i after Bukhari and Muslim. After that you pick Sunan Abi Dawud. Or after Sahihain, you pick Sunan Abi Dawud. As you wish. There's a reason for that, but this is not the place to start saying that. You pick Sunan Abi Dawud. Because Sunan Abi Dawud is Ajma'ul Kutub, is the one that has, of all the books, Li Ahadithil Ahkam. For the Ahadith of the matters of fiqh, Sunan Abi Dawud. So after Sahihain, you can come to the issues of Ahkam in a broader spectrum.
So when you come to Sunan Abi Dawud, after that come to Sunan Nasa'i, then Sunan Tirmidhi if you are a lover of hadith and ilmul hadith, because it is the most difficult book after Sahihain. Sunan Tirmidhi is the most difficult book to read amongst the books of hadith. You will see in all of these, all what you be saying is Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Qala Rasulullah. You are teaching the Sunnah niya. But when you see that, say, oh, what we want to start doing today is Sheikh Fadil, very little benefit will be there, if there will be benefit at all. Teach the people the Sunnah. When someone else points the errors, but the people don't even know the basic thing. He doesn't know the basic thing. You want to teach him error first. Don't teach him error first. Teach him the basic thing first. And that's why you find that it was not about fitan, the prophet was teaching the companions first. The common thing, the commonest thing that the companions asked about were things of goodness. But as a person, how do we make ibadah? How do I enter al-Jannah? How do I move away from Jahannam? And all of this. How do I know? Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman said that. He says, كَانَ النَّاسُ يَسْأَلُونَ الرَّسُولَ أَمَّذَا عَنِ الْخَيْرِ. This is what is common. How do we enter al-Jannah? What is the best of good deeds? How do we perform Hajj? How do we fast? How do we do this? This is the basic thing. وَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ. But I used to ask him about the dangerous evil things, so makhafata an yudrikani, so that I do not fall into them. So the basic thing itself is to teach the people the Sunnah. When you are teaching them the basic thing about the Sunnah itself, there are bad ideas they will be dropping. So when you now see any of the idea, this one is wrong, sit down, address that idea. Someone does not know the basic rule about Al-Qadaru now, Al-Imanu Bil-Qadar. You want to teach him about Qadariya and Jabariya. Are you not going to cause problems? You start by teaching, you want to learn Al-Firakul Dalla. The man does not know Al-Aqidatu Sahiha. You want to teach him about Firakul Dalla. Are you helping him or you are bringing him into fitna? But when you are explaining Aqidah to Sahiha, you'll be explaining those ones too. That, but there are some people who do like this. This one is wrong. This one is wrong. This one is wrong. While explaining Al-Aqidah to Sahiha. But if you sit down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 weeks, in this kind of our society, 11 weeks, it is error that you are still teaching when the people don't even know what is correct. I don't know whether you are using that time correctly. So the first asul amongst the usul that the Sheikh had mentioned is that we should stick to the Sunnah. But the point I am saying is that the Sunnah is not even widely taught by many of us. So how will the people know the Sunnah that they should stick to? How will they know? So it means we have a duty. As we say stick to the Sunnah, we must be teaching them that Sunnah that they should stick to. Stick to Sunnah, teach them that Sunnah that they should stick to. Stick to Sunnah. Sunnah ni ka duwo ti o ko won ni Sunnah yen. Teach them the Sunnah. And as you teach them the Sunnah, of course, there will be areas where you need to warn them. Be careful about this one. Be careful about this one. Be careful about this one. That is when you'll be fulfilling the two things in this first point. لزوم السنة والحذر مماذا من الأمور الحادثة. I hope that this point is clear. Sticking to the Sunnah and avoiding newly invented matters. Can we stop here, inshallah? I think it is sufficient for us. I mean, one, two, for example, we can ask one or two questions before we leave. Now. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الإمام البربهاري عند عبد الله بن أحمد بن حنبل The person is not very knowledgeable about the religion. That's why he said that.
Because if you ask him, what is, he should tell you one book that Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal wrote that brought fitna into this world. As-Sunnah by Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal. So how is it a book of fitna? And he said, Sharh as-Sunnah by al-Barbahari too. That person knows a little bit about Sunnah, if he knows anything at all about it. That person may be an academician in a university. He is, Abi? He's a PhD. In where? In a university. He's teaching Islamic studies, Abi. In town, we're not a very good for 1 year. The Orientalist trained Muslim scholars. That's what I call them. Most of those who are specialists in Islamic studies, I usually refer to them as Orientalist trained Islamic scholars. You know who are Orientalists? Keferi to lo kompa Islam to fe ba Islam je. Awon ni won fi Islamic studies lole. E wa ma ko. So okay, le ni igba te yin lo se Islamic studies tara re o ya. Arun ni o babo mi. So when he said, I knew that they are the ones who say things like this. May Allah protect us. Islamic studies, especially in some universities in southwestern Nigeria, like the place where this man has come from. His town. But it is very rare to find someone who is Islamic studies, in this our university, who doesn't have problems in his akida. It's rare. If he doesn't have problem, when he goes there, he will have problems. If he didn't have problem before he came there, maybe he came from Jamia Islamiyah, Medina, this, that, Umul Qura. When he starts mixing with people who have problems, what will happen to him? He will have problems. Ar-rajulu ala dini khalili. This is a blunt truth. It's a blunt statement that is saying very expensive. People don't talk it. People don't say it like this. But it is the truth. May Allah protect us. We can take one more or two questions. Alaykum as-salam. Youth are agitating that they want youth to become president. Does the Sharia support youth to become the leaders in the society? No. No. The Sharia does not support that it is the young people that should rule over the elders. No. 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 Why did they not choose Anas bin Malik as Khalifa after the Prophet Muhammad? Anas bin Malik. Why was he not chosen? Oma kekere lari awon sabi. When they say compound ongo ni jade, if he sees Abu Bakr in Sibiti. Those youth, if they respect themselves and their fathers, they will not come to say they want to be the ruler. Did you hear what I said? Oma re oni sobe. Think about it very well. If we begin to investigate the lifestyle of the people saying this now in our community, you will find then that they are almost tio fun ole baba ole soda dan pe ni. I don't want to mention their names. They are young people. No. There are statements from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the young people and the elders. The younger to follow the elders. So if you come back to our own religion, say, oh, young people, elders. No, elders. The Prophet said, Kabbir. Push your elders front. Push them ahead. In another hadith, it says, Kabbir il Kubra. Not Kubra with Yao, Alifu, la. Kubra. Raw. That is Mansub. Kabir al Kubra. Awan Balagba. Kabirhu. Respect them, place them in front in the positions of esteem. Our religion does not say when there is an elderly person, no young ones to come up. Some people came to the Prophet Muhammad. There was a young, small boy amongst them who was very learned, who had this hadith. We'll come to it in the class on Al-Adab al-Mufrad, because it's in Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Imam al-Bukhari. And with it, I will stop regarding your question. So that delegation came, and their spokesman was a little young boy. That was where the Prophet, when he said, they said, oh yeah, somebody, you people should stop. One young boy stood up. The Prophet looked at him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you go to beg to marry a young girl in a place, you went with your father, I wouldn't be the one to speak there. So that father is the one, you be president on top of him. You tell him, stand up, he follow you. Sit down, he follow you. Your question is that inside our religion, can young people say, no, young people will not say that. Young people who can't look at the face of people like Abu Bakr and Siddiq, who only will one you. China say, put me after your job. I leave the place, we want to be the rulers now. It is part of the usul that we learn in fitna. Don't follow the young people. Did you hear it? From the usul of getting out of fitna is what? Don't follow the young people. Hudasa ul asnan. I want to tell you, don't follow young people. Because young people usually don't know where a matter will end. When a tree is caught in the bush, who knows where it will fall? So how can that person who does not know where a tree will fall be the one that will rule over 200 million people? Does it make some sense to you? I mean, one, two. I say, one year to talk about Islam. Now, I think we should make it the last question. Cool. Now, you are twin? Okay, you want two. Now, you say what? The best way is to do what? To teach a female. Mark all the name for very left. Don't teach women, no. Don't teach women. Me, I don't teach women. Except in the gatherings of men. Teaching women is not an easy thing to do. Don't teach women. Avoid it. Make that the basic rule. Avoid teaching women. Except in the big gatherings of women, like 20, 30 women, all of them veiling their faces. And you will not be the only one in the class. Follow this shurut. You will not be the only one in the class. And you will not tell them to read Quran to you. It has caused a lot of fitna to a lot of young brothers. I tell you, even Agbalagba. When a sister starts saying, I want to be lie to you. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma taraktu ba'di fitnatan adarra ala rijali min al-nisa. Taftasinu bi sawtiha. Fitna will come with her voice. Even those Quranic recitation competition judges, this is one of the things I have against them. And people like Sheikh Al-Albani also mentioned. When a woman sits down, you say you are the Quranic recitation competition judge, and a woman is twisting her voice in front of you, you want to judge the voice of a woman, whether it is sweet or not. Who are you? Not just that, you will now judge 20 of them, 30 of them, You say this one has the sweetest voice. Are you not ashamed of yourself? Someone else's sister is the one. You are the one judging her voice, whether it is sweet or not. Let's think about it very well. In this Sharia, it can't be lawful. So the best way that the woman will learn the Sunnah is look for women like yourself. That's why, unfortunately for us, our best brains are learning medicine and pharmacy. It's like that everywhere in the Muslim world. The best brains amongst women, they are learning medicine and pharmacy. So who are you leaving to learn Quran and Hadith and Logah that will teach the women, your daughter? Who will teach them? Our best brains are learning pharmacy, engineering. You ma go ponako? You see, as I can practice as an engineer, how? Our best brains should learn the Quran, learn the Hadith, learn the Sunnah. If you ask me, how will they learn it? They can learn it in the public gatherings. If they have to, they can't find any woman. But these days, there are women there. Here. There are women memorizers of Quran, the entire Quran. At least I know three. And two of the three have madrasas for women. Take them there. And let me tell you this. There is nothing that says that a woman must memorize the whole Quran. Once she memorizes what is sufficient for her ibadah, also, she can be reading the rest. I'm not encouraging laziness, but working upon the Quran is more important than just memorizing it without working. If you can combine memorization and working with it, perfect. Perfect. But don't let the condition that in which you want to memorize the Quran, a condition that will destroy you and the Quran that you have memorized. Because Dar'ul Mafasid Muqaddamun ala Jalbil Masalih. That maslaha, that good that you are looking for. Ah, my wife, go to Quran in the answer. Let it not be that before she finished that Quran, they have already destroyed her for you. Because many women lose their shame, bashfulness. Many things happen when a man teaches her. But if it is a woman's labor, let women teach the women. So these are some of the things that we should pay attention to. Somebody will tell me, how many Muslim doctors do we have? I ask him, how many Muslim scholars, female, do we have? If you call somebody now, tell us the importance of education in Islam. So Muslims, طَلَبُ الْإِلْمِ فَرِيدَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ وَمُسْلِمَةٍ. That is the hadith that he will quote. So why are women? They are not learning pharmacy. They are not learning medicine. If you want to, your wife wants to deliver now, it is a man that will deliver her. If my wife wants to learn Quran now, who will teach her? You don't know that they are the same? That she goes to a hospital to deliver under a man, and that she goes to a man to learn Quran. You don't know that it's the same problem? In fact, the other one is lesser, because it only has to do with her dunya. And there are cases of darura, that tubihul ma'zura wa tuqaddaru bi qadariha. But this one, so the best way, if there is no way, let that woman learn in open gatherings. Men should avoid to teach women one-to-one, or one-to-two, or one. Avoid it, though, for your own sake. Because there are so many things, brothers, we have heard and seen with our eyes. You will start and say, shake. Ha! It will shake you. May Allah protect all of us. I think we can stop here, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.